This is an untitled tag for the game, which is Stargate Atlantis, Season 3, Episode 15. This is written by Helen. "I do not like that man," Nola said. "I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way he talks. And I hate every inch of his dirty, disgusting, sexually deviant country." Rodney said, lifting himself up on his elbows in bed and squinting blurrily at her. "It's 3 a.m. "Oh, I'm sorry," she said, smirking flintily. "Were you aware that I'm unable to sleep since my country is on the brink of war with Idiot Land due to your careless, negligent criminal—" "Yes, right, absolutely. I'm awake," Rodney said. The first time Nola had shown up in his room in the small hours of the morning, he'd been flattered and a little hopeful, although he'd obviously never do anything as morally unconscionable as sleep with someone who regarded him as some kind of god. Making out was more of a gray area, however. By the third or fourth or fifth time, he'd given up on even a cuddle. "Dirty, disgusting, sexually, deviant—" "Exactly," Nola said, throwing herself down in Rodney's desk chair and stuffing half a power bar in her mouth. "Did you, Rodney said, "did I what?" "You said he was sexually deviant. It was a figure of speech," she said, "as though I would ever. That is, obviously, he's repellent." In the game, Rodney had been impressed by her obvious acuity. In person, he had to admit she was a little prissy. "Look, I'm not Baden's number one fan, but you know he's awful," Nola said. "I'm doing the best I can for Geldar, day after day, and all he wants to do is, well, I honestly couldn't tell you, since he seems to spend all his time saying stupid things, which I believe he thinks are amusing, napping, and getting overly excited about the weapons Colonel Shepard keeps showing him." "Shepard just took him up in the puddle jumper," Rodney says. "It was just because someone is physically attractive," Nola said, ignoring him completely. "Does that give him the right to be incredibly irritating all the time?" "Physically what?" "You know, with the stupid walk and the stupid voice and that ridiculous accent, and he's always exerting himself with your Mr. Dex and Colonel Shepard and covered with sweat. I ask you, just how muscular does anyone really need to be?" "I really couldn't say," Rodney said, wondering if she'd notice if he just closed his eyes a little. "Probably. And I've offered him the benefit of any number of our inventions, many of them invented by me, quite brilliantly, if I do say so myself, and all he cares about is whether I can build some kind of moronic giant flamethrower catapult device," Nola said. "That sounds, of course, who cares about level roads or moving beyond thatches or roofing material? Honestly, whose idea was it to find the most inflammable material possible to put on roofs? Or clean drinking water when you could be—" Nola threw up her hand and quirked her fingers into quotes, and God only knew where she'd picked that up. "Blowing stuff up." "Look," Rodney said, "it's not as though you could actually ever build—" "What?" Nola said, looking genuinely outraged. "Of course I could build it. I could build it in an afternoon. Well, make it a week. But the point is, I could if I wanted to, which I absolutely do not, because I hate him. And I don't like the way he's always trying to weasel his way onto my dirigible." "Well, maybe he's not so bad once you get to know him," Rodney said weakly. "Of course he is," Nola said. "I'm sure he's much worse, in fact." Then she got up and left, but not before stealing another power bar from his desk. "What happened to you?" Shepard said at breakfast. "I was up late," Rodney said, glaring at Baden, who was sitting next to Shepard, quietly eating oatmeal. "Look, did you ask Nola to build you a weapon?" Baden shrugged. "Dr. Weir said we should try to find some common ground." "How is that common ground?" "She likes building machines and getting to tell people how brilliant they are," Baden said. "I thought it would make her happy." "Shepard," Rodney said, "aren't you going to say anything about this? Shouldn't you be encouraging your guy to cool it on the weapons?" "It seemed like something they could do together," Shepard said, "now that they're getting along." "They don't get along," Rodney said. "We get along fine," Baden said. "And I mostly brought it up because she's cute when she gets, and Baden made an indeterminate twirly gesture in the air. "Wound up," Shepard supplied. "Right, kind of pink," Shepard said, still eating. "Right. Pink," Baden said. He wasn't bad-looking when he smiled. Rodney wouldn't go so far as physically attractive, but he was okay. "And then she talks a lot and waves her arms around and insults your intelligence. Right, and her hair gets a little messy, and she interrupts," Shepard says. "She likes to interrupt." "Yeah, yeah, the interrupting," Baden said. "That's good, too." "Yes, that must be great," Rodney said sarcastically, but Baden nodded at him with what could only be called enthusiasm. "What I meant was, "She's pretty awful," Rodney said. "Intelligent, I'll give you, but awful." "Hey," Baden said. "Hey, what?" Rodney said. "You're the one who wants to invade her country and kill everyone." "It's not personal," Baden said, and then he got up and stomped off someplace, and John fixed Rodney with an irritated, long-suffering stare. "What?" "Nothing," John muttered. So Shepard was angry at him, and so was Elizabeth, and Ronan and Taylor were being carefully neutral about the whole thing, and Nola had been annoyed with him ever since Baden had pointed out some kind of error in her catapult calculations, and Rodney had made an ill-considered remark about common ground. "Pretending to be an idiot for amusement isn't what I call common ground," she said, snivelling. "Hiding your intelligence is worse than just being stupid." Thus, Rodney spent a lot of time trying to find some place to hide so he could get some work done without having someone glaring disapprovingly at the back of his neck. So he was the one who found them making out in a storeroom, pressed up against crates of canned corn, Nola's palms on Baden's face, his hands wrapped carefully over her hips, their mouths soft and slick. Nola barely looked embarrassed when she turned around. Baden just looked happy. The negotiations went quickly after that. "I don't get it," Rodney said when the wedding invitation arrived the following year. "Yeah," Shepard said, fluttering the card between his hands, quick, warm, capable fingers, funny hump on his knuckle where he'd broken it on P3X341. "I know." The end.